Tomorrow is a big day here at High School in the Old Shulchan Aruch because we're going to be hosting a conference with a focus on diversity management. And it's a pleasure to be able to chat a little bit about that with you, Marianne, before we get started tomorrow. You're going to be giving a talk that is going to help us focus not just on the value of diversity, but how we can bring that focus to people in management positions and help them maintain and understand awareness of the importance of this aspect. What kinds of things have you found to be important in that context?
Well, first, Kurt, I'm thrilled to be here and to know that HIWA is taking a lead in Norway in doing this. I think it's incredibly important. And what I found to be important for diversity management for higher education institutions is there has to be a deep commitment from the leadership.
Right.
So having the conversation with you is, to me, a very important start. Another thing that I think we don't recognize that corporations have is that colleges and universities are the major conveyor of a nation's commitment to its future. So while corporations have recognized that we have to look at diversity management for the bottom line, in reality, leading nations must think about what their colleges and universities are doing to embrace it as a major goal. So that means we talk about academic excellence, but we also need to talk about inclusive excellence. So that means taking diversity management from the idea of a strategy, implementing it into practices and values that all participants, academic staff, administrative staff, leaders, and students understand why it's important in a global community.
Right. I think that an investment by the leadership is clearly very important here, and maybe diversity management is kind of a classic top-down issue. But here I am as the rector at HIWA, and I care deeply about this issue, but I have many, many people in leadership positions, and I have to try to find ways to help them understand and own this particular value. What kind of advice would you have in that setting?
One is to bring that up over and over again. And to me, what that means is that as we think about, for example, education, which is a major area at HIWA, the reality is that the people who are going to touch future generations of Norwegians are going to be the educators, the teachers. There's probably no more important discipline than for the teachers themselves to understand difference. What that means in the classroom, what it means in terms of the backgrounds to have a society that comes together from different perspectives. So it's emphasizing it in terms of recruiting, having that in terms of discussion among academic staff. How do we talk about ways of doing things differently than we've done? How do we bring that into our lives in many ways? Also, I think in terms of leadership, sometimes we need incentives to encourage people. So it's not only, say, the quality of the publications or the impact of our projects, but how do we recognize difference in a more inclusive way?
How exciting. Well, I think that those are really interesting ideas, and tomorrow we're going to have the opportunity to spend the whole day talking about them and trying to move things forward here a little bit more. So I hope that all of you who are seeing this will join us tomorrow for our conference on diversity management, and thanks so much again for being here.
Thank you very much, Kurt. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.